Welcome to the PWK Podcast. It is I, Mike Jack, coming at you with another dope episode. So excited. It's our first episode of our new season. And it's your faithful duo here once again. Me, Mike Jack, and my main homie, the co-creator, the guy that I started this out with. My homeboy, Devin. Devin, what's going on with you, man?
What's going on, my people? How y'all doing out there?
Man, long time no here, bro.
It has been a minute. Man, it has been a minute.
We have been busy.
Yeah, man, life. You know how it be.
Life has been whooping our ass.
You know, yeah, life has been winning. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna say life has been winning. We just
it's
been
in the lead
we've
right
been,
now.
We've been working it, then. We've been just, like, doing stuff that we want to do.
Yeah, right.
And we've kind of left y'all hanging a little bit. We kind of left y'all neglected just a little bit. But we had to get ourselves right. Mental health is important. Taking care of yourself is important. Doing the stuff that you love to do. We've been slacking, but we're going to get right back on track. We got a really, really dope episode for you today. But first of all, man, how you been?
I've been fine, man. I was wondering when you was about to turn the music. I've been fine, though, man. Yeah. I've been out here living still, man. But I still make time, you know, to do me. You know what I'm saying?
Man, self-care is the best care.
Yeah, it is.
Most
it
definitely. Is. You went to Green Bay, bro.
I did, finally, for the first time.
That was your first Green Bay game?
That was my first Green Bay game, my first NFL game, period. The crazy part about it is, I didn't know if it was going to ever happen, but I always did say that I wanted my first NFL game to be a Packers home game.
Wow.
So, I finally got to do that, you know.
Was it everything you thought it would be?
It was better. It was way better than I expected. I actually recommend anybody that likes football, even if you don't like the Packers, you know, maybe when your team play against the Packers, you should go to Lambeau Field, you know. Because in Lambeau Field is supposed to be the Mecca, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, NFL football.
NFL, yeah.
Right. It's the Mecca. So, and it really held up to its reputation.
So Jerry's World is not the Mecca?
No. Nowhere near it. Nowhere near it.
And I just wanted you to say it.
And I haven't even been in I've seen Cowboy Stadium. I haven't been in there, though. But let me tell you this. Lambeau Field, like, okay, so I flew to Chicago, and then, you know, we drove up to Milwaukee, stayed with family or whatever. And then...
Oh, y'all got family in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I got family in Milwaukee and Chicago.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and all them Packers fans up there, of course, you know.
Did any of them go with y'all?
No. It was just us. So we went to Milwaukee and stayed there. Green Bay is still like another almost 2 hours from Milwaukee. So we drove up there that day. The crazy part about it is, you know how, you know, you go to an NFL game and you think traffic and stuff going to be crazy. That was not the deal there at all. We got right in, paid $15 to park.
They don't play that shit at the NFL.
Yeah, that's not true, because I heard Cowboys games be ridiculous.
Really?
And I'm sure Saints games be ridiculous too when it comes to trying to get in there and traffic and all that. Yeah. Saints game's got to be ridiculous, because I've been to a Pelicans game and it was ridiculous trying to, you know, drive there.
Did you have to pay money to park?
Yeah, we paid $15 to park. That's it. And then we, you know, had a little walk. Weather was perfect, like 70 degrees. You know, good environment, clean atmosphere.
You were high-fiving each other, weren't you?
Stadium was beautiful. Yeah, you know, people was nice when we walked up. You know, people tried to get my uncle to take some shots. Hey, that was funny. That was hilarious.
Take a shot there.
You know, my uncle's a pastor or whatever, so he was like, you know, he wasn't even trying to take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot there, guy.
So, yeah.
That's your day off. God's not going to know.
So, he was like, anyway, hella people there. This was like over 78,000 people there. Just a very nice environment, bro. Like I can say, I recommend everybody go there at some point. Like, it's crazy because, like, it was people's houses was right there by the stadium. They can literally just hop the fence and go to the game.
Really?
Yeah, it's like in the neighborhood. It's like that right there in the community.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's right there in the community. So people was, you know, people make hella money that day because they be using their yards to let people park in and stuff.
Did you get a cheese head?
I did. I got a cheese hat. I did. If you go on my Instagram, you'll see, you know, I did a little real video, whatever. You'll see me wearing my cheese hat because we beat the Saints that day.
All right.
By the way.
Okay.
Everybody.
Okay. So, I just want to say this because you beat me to the punch. Mm-hmm. You know, usually when me and Devin's team play, I am a New Orleans Saints fan. And usually when our teams play, we talk a lot of noise to each other. But I will say this. That just show you how much love we have for each other. Nothing warmed my heart more than to see him live out his dream.
Yeah,
or check off one of his bucket lists and go see his team play.
Appreciate that, man.
So, like, even though we lost and they caught a break, you know.
We did.
A hell of a break.
We'll take it, though.
You know, nothing made me more happy. Like, when I was in church. Fun fact, I was in church and I was going through your Snapchat reels. And I was like, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. And then I showed my church member. When we got out of church and I showed it to him, he was like, man, they at Lambeau Field. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, they living life. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah, man.
And so, like, that just warms your heart and encourages you that you can do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives you, you know, enjoyment to say, hey, I'm going to try to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, just happy that you got to do that. You got to live out one of your dreams.
I appreciate it, man. And here's the kicker. You know, after the game, we got right out. Traffic was not crazy at all.
Really?
We got right out, bro. I swear.
They do not play that shit in Green Bay.
We had like a few little red lights that we was at. Of course, it was a lot of people, but I swear we was not in traffic long before we hit the interstate and was on our way back to Milwaukee. And that's what it was. I don't know. It was just different there, bro. I swear.
Before we dig into this show, it's just something I want to touch on right quick. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, you know, Wisconsin, you know. Mm-hmm. There's chatterbox in the NBA. Damian Lillard was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
And boy, did they have to do some moving.
They did. They did a lot of moving. Broke my heart. It's still Suns and four, though.
Okay, this is all I'm going to say. Two things. You shouldn't get so butthurt about losing DeAndre Ayton. He really hasn't been DeAndre Ayton in the past, like, two seasons. Let's just be honest here. He has not showed up. You have to just accept that he has not showed up. That's why they traded him.
It's not true.
That's definitely true.
It's not true.
That's definitely true. Then why did they trade him?
I mean,
did they trade Devin Booker?
Of course not.
Okay, then.
Of course not.
Cause what?
It wasn't because of performance or anything.
Wait, they could have traded Bradley Beal.
They just got him. He ain't even played there.
That's
yet.
Not the point. But DeAndre Ayton been grinding with y'all from the jump, right?
Bradley Beal ain't leave Washington to go to Portland.
But I'm just,
you know,
I'm just
should have just stayed in Washington.
I'm just saying.
Case, you know?
But I'm just saying. Like now Devin Booker has like a what old players does he have around him?
Old?
What players that he's been with? He's pretty much
nobody
got
a, now. He got yeah, a, it's a whole new team.
A
now.
Whole new freaking
honestly,
team. So
honestly, I think it's one person from the bench. Other than that, the only two people from the team last year is KD and Devin Booker. It was DeAndre Ayton.
Like
I think it's one more guy from the bench. That's
I love your optimism, and I wow. love. But I mean, we all see this a lot. It's hard to try to get a new working with new people and get them to jail. And what I'm basically saying is, if DeAndre Ayton was that important, then the first thing they would have said was, he's off the table.
In my book, he's definitely better than the new nigga they got.
But this the thing. Like, I think to me, honestly, Phoenix lost in this whole thing.
Yes.
Phoenix lost terribly. I don't know how they got involved.
Talking about in that whole deal?
Yes. They got the short end of the stick.
They did.
Yeah. Because
I guess they just wanted the draft picks, too. You
Portland,
know, I don't
know. Portland actually won.
Portland did win.
Portland won big. You got Drew Holiday and you got DeAndre Ayton.
Along with all the other young guys.
That yeah. Did. But y'all got Nurkic.
Yeah. That's what we got. I don't know what they were
saying. Man, what are y'all doing?
No idea.
Y'all got Frank Vogel as a
coach.
They
messed up, bro. It's crazy the evolution of our team ever since, you know.
Just a down slope.
Ever since we done finally came up and started winning, it's crazy how, you know.
You want to know what it is?
Seeing all these players come and go, you know.
You want to know what it is?
What?
They act, and this is just God honest truth. They actually think you can put anybody around Devin Booker and y'all are a contender. They think Devin Booker is that good.
I mean, Devin Booker is great.
But he's not that good.
Devin Booker is great.
He's not that good.
Devin Booker is great.
He's not LeBron.
People don't want to give credit where credit is due.
He is not LeBron.
We're talking about his skill set as a player.
We're talking about can he.
We're talking
this,
about his skill
you can
set,
put,
him and
you
him
can
as
put
a player,
anybody physically. Around them and they make the playoffs. Do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigga, that's a given. They gonna make the playoffs this year.
Bet money.
How much you want to bet, Mike J?
I ain't gonna bet you no money.
Let's bet a hundred on it.
I'm not betting money.
No, I work bet hard. Money. You so confident. Look,
I work
money.
Hard for money. Let's bet something else.
You bet. You so confident. It shouldn't be an issue.
Let's bet some Cayman Jack.
Come on, man. You know we gonna be in the playoffs.
I don't know, bro. Y'all lost so much.
We lost DeAndre Ayton. However,
dude, Bradley.
The thing is, we're not the same team as last year.
Do you think
last
Bradley,
year all we was missing was a bench? But we got
y'all don't even have a bench now.
We got a completely different bench.
Y'all don't even have a decent bench.
We don't have none of the same players.
Bro, y'all didn't have a bench last year.
Right, but we do now. Actually.
No, you don't. Yeah, y'all don't even. Who y'all starting five?
We got a solid bench.
Who is y'all starting five?
I guess at this point right now, it'd be Devin Booker, KD, Bradley Beal, Nurkic, and probably Josh Okogie. Yeah, probably Josh Okogie.
In the Wild Wild West, and you think they're going to make the playoffs?
We got Bobo coming off the bench. But I feel like Bobo is actually going to flourish in Phoenix.
Bobo is washed, bro.
Game. Yeah, I think he go flourish in Phoenix.
He washed, bro. Stop. He washed.
People be saying stuff like this, but I don't actually see, man.
He's washed.
That dude go. He going to flourish in Phoenix.
Where was he before that?
He going to be solid in Phoenix.
Where was he before that?
He was in Orlando, wasn't it?
What was he doing?
Probably nothing.
Exactly.
I think he was in Orlando.
See, you don't even know where he was last.
It don't matter. I know who he was, though. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I've seen him before. So.
Yeah.
We go see a different game from him in Phoenix.
Okay. We going to see.
Yeah. But Eric Gordon, you know, coming off the bench, too.
But the second thing that I want to point out is
Aaron Gordon. Or is it Eric Gordon?
I've lost a little bit of respect for Damian Lillard.
Because all the shit he talked now, he...
All that shit in the beginning. And let me let y'all know what he did. For those that are sports fans and those that aren't so much sports fans and those that are Damian Lillard dick riders. Way back then, I ain't going to say way back then, like 2 or 3 years ago, he made this comment. He said that he was riding with Portland. And if he wins a ring with them, cool. If he don't, cool. Long as he gave everything that he gave, he was satisfied. Long as he gave what he gave to the game and gave to what his organization, he was cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you're demanding to be traded because you don't have a championship caliber team around you, or they're not working to build a caliber championship team. Mm-hmm. You lose cool points with me. When you was about to be a free agent, that was your opportunity then.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you had the chance.
You had the chance to leave, but you didn't because your mindset. And then you was making fun of Paul George because he was team hopping.
And other people too, probably.
No, he was really hard on Paul George.
Oh yeah.
Like you didn't see when he was like when they got kicked out by Denver in the bubble, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Yo, I get the champagne." Like, "Yo, like they going on a trip, I get the champagne so he can meet up with us." Cause he going
just
home.
Lost.
Yeah, they were like, boy, they was going in. But you know, even though I don't think Paul George of that much, I know he's laughing from a good, healthy place.
Yeah.
See, I told you, you have to move around.
Yeah, I mean that's just how it go. For some people, you know, if you want it, it ain't gonna always just come to you right where you at. You know what I'm saying? Some people get lucky and get a team built around them. Some people don't get it, you know.
And then people complaining about, well, he wanted to go to Miami. Look.
Yeah.
You don't get
to. That was the rumor.
He did want to go to Miami.
Yeah.
But you don't get to go where you want to go when you get traded.
Nah.
Take what you can get.
But, I mean, he still went to a solid place, you know.
They're not going
to. I don't think they're going to do nothing, me personally.
They're not. Drew Holiday got them over the hump. They had a solid team. They gave up so much. To get him, too, because you gave him a lot of role players, and then a lot of role players left during the offseason.
Yeah, see, we got Grayson Allen now. He's straight.
Nah,
he's straight. Yeah, he can get a few minutes, get a couple of.
He's
buddies,
a Austin Reeves to me. He's a watered down Austin Reeves.
We'll take it. He might develop a little more.
You know, people on Austin Reeves not sack bad. Right now.
Austin Reeves not terrible.
He's not great either.
Not terrible though.
He's not great. Did you see the USA FIBA World Cup?
I ain't watch it, but I know what happened.
I watched. He didn't show up at all in the end.
I mean, He ain't even start for them. So what? He shouldn't even be expected to show up.
He was going
off. What about the starting five? Right.
He was, he was going off in the beginning.
He was. I remember
he was going off. He was putting up. He was putting up major numbers, talking about I'm him. I'm him. Then when you went against Germany, you weren't him no more.
No.
You were speaking. Oh, I'm they. Them.
Them they. Yeah, man. So I mean, the whole Damian Lillard, I get it why he gone, but I mean, he did talk his crap saying about staying here, being loyal and all that. Yeah,
I hope he.
But
never...
I mean, I don't think he go get it in Milwaukee, yep. Honestly. But it's a different move for him. It looked good. Everybody was on their, you know, on their crotch when they first found out he moved, and I'm like, ah. Suns and four, bro.
You know, I was rooting for four, bro. You know, Damian was one of my favorites. He was one of my favorites because
he was being loyal to the team.
No, not even that. Like his personality, okay. and you know, I don't know if you ever seen him in commercials. He's a hilarious person.
Nah.
When he was in some,
cocky to me.
Go back and see some Madden commercials. He was pretty hilarious. He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, I got
he's
you.
He looked like he's a pretty fun guy to be around. And I was like, I like this guy.
You'd probably be surprised at some people's personalities, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people in the NBA that probably have really shitty personalities, actually.
Yeah, I heard LeBron has a really shitty attitude.
He probably do at times.
I can't blame him for it.
He put up with a lot.
He deals with a lot of dumb ass shit.
A lot of pressure on him, too. You know, deal with a lot. So
a lot of idiots.
And now he older. It's like, you now he at the age, I don't give, you know. Yeah. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
You think they're gonna make a run?
The Lakers? Nah, they're gonna be in the playoffs. They're gonna be in the playoffs. I'ma call it now. I'ma go Western Conference Finals. I mean, you just never know how it's gonna match up, how it's gonna work out. Denver pretty much got their same team. So I'm gonna put either Denver, the Lakers, Phoenix.
Man, you really got confidence in Phoenix, boy.
I got a lot of confidence.
Boy, you got some confidence.
I don't know why people sleep on us so much, bro. But sleep on you, bro. Man. Y'all go see. Okay. I'm going to put them three in the top.
Okay, what if Kawhi?
Let me add one more team. We're going to say.
What if Kawhi is healthy?
No, the Clippers not.
What if Kawhi is healthy and he's Kawhi Leonard?
That's cool. He can be Kawhi Leonard. But what about everybody else around
talking
him?
To the mic.
He can be Kawhi Leonard, but what about everybody?
Everybody else was clicking. They had y'all rattled the first game.
They was clicking last year.
They had y'all rattled the first game. He was sniping y'all last that first the first couple games, bro. Until he got fucking hurt. Y'all was scared.
Nah, we wasn't scared, but he was doing his thing.
Then you got Sacramento. They gonna come back stronger.
I'm gonna put okay. This is gonna be my four or variation of these four. Because I forgot about Sacramento, actually. And I really think they're going to make a good run, for real. Right. I'm not even going to put Golden State in there this year, honestly. I'm not. Unless they make some kind of move.
Wow, you
going to
do my
season.
Warriors like that?
Yeah, I'm going to get them 6, 7, 8 seed.
They still have.
Matter of fact, this year, they're going to be in the play-in tournament, actually, this year.
They still have their nucleus.
Yeah.
They still have Draymond, Clay, and Steph.
They're going to be in the play-in tournament.
That's what people sleep on, though. I think people sleep on the fact that you still have Steph, Draymond, and Klay. And you can put people around them, and they're going to make them play better.
Hey, listen to me. They're going to be in the play-in tournament this year, okay? They're going to be in the play-in tournament. I'm going Phoenix, Lakers, Denver, surprisingly Sacramento this year. One of them four.
I got
to... A variation of them four is going to be in the Western Conference Finals.
I got to see the first 15 games.
A variation of them four is going to be in
the
Western Conference Finals.
I
got to
see the first
15
games. See how
I really think Sacramento going to come with it, though, bro. But they ain't really make no moves, though. They really ain't missing much.
Sabonis is.
They just lost to
Sabonis is not. Sabonis is not all that. I think they need a more superior big man. They need a more superior big man, and they need more off bench scoring.
Okay,
that's where they messed up.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. You gotta have that bench, bro. You gotta have a bench.
De'Aaron Fox can't do it all.
People think the starting five matters so much, but no, I think the bench Because, I mean, when they getting tired, you know, they can, the starting five can't play the whole dang old game and get all the
boogies. A lot of trading
you
is going to
have
happen.
Have some production off that bench. You know?
A lot of trading is going to happen in the middle of the
during
NBA
the season.
Yes.
Yeah, when it's time to get before the deadline, when it's time to get ready for the playoffs.
It's
going to
be a lot of trades.
Yeah, it's going to be some stuff, you know, people tweaking their teams. Yeah.
But just wanted to touch on that before we get into things. Yeah. Sorry, ladies. You know,
yeah,
us,
I know.
Us men.
Talk, but us, we got to do talk. I mean, we got to do a quick little segment on the Colorado. Colorado, man. You know, I believe still, man.
Oh, you
now
keep,
now before the season started, keep, way back when Deion first found when we first found out Deion was going to Colorado, Mike Jack was saying they ain't gonna be shit. You know what I'm saying? You was a firm believer in that. I said that, you know, Colorado is gonna get a bowl game this season. You said that. Well, no, they need to win the championship. I'm like, nah, bro.
They need to win the
Pac-12
championship.
I'm like, nah, bro. It don't work like that. This is the first year.
I don't want to hear that. Deion talked that shit.
A season.
He said.
A championship team ain't built in one season, bro.
We coming.
A championship team is not built in one season.
We talking about. What did he say at the meeting? We're going to win now. Did he not say that?
I mean, they've been doing that so far. They lost one game.
Oh, wait. Hold up. You went against a lackluster TCU team.
No, it doesn't matter, bro.
We're not
gonna do that. No.
Can I talk?
And they just
Can I talk?
You can talk.
You went against a lackluster TCU team that had no fucking defense, had no defense at all. That's the first thing. You barely got by them. Then you went against a slow Nebraska team. That's not good. Let's just be real. Then you went against a non-ranked team that people don't even consider in any year. When have you heard, oh, snap, Colorado State got a real good team this year and gave them a run for their money? Then you went against Big Bad Oregon, and they showed you who's your daddy.
Mm-hmm. They did that.
So how do you think this season is going to pan? You still think they're going to get a bowl game?
They're going to get a bowl game.
Okay, hold on.
They're
going to
get a bowl game.
Hold on.
It ain't going to be no huge bowl game.
Hold on.
But they're going to get a bowl game.
Hold on. Wait a minute. So, okay. You barely skated by Colorado State, 43-35, right?
Mm-hmm.
You beat. I mean, let's look at beat Nebraska 36-14, right? You beat Colorado, you beat TCU 45-42, real close game, right?
Right.
Okay. You lost to Oregon 42-6.
Right.
And you only scored on them because they had their third string in. Mm-hmm. Let's point that out. Yeah. If they had their regular players in that was basically slaughtering their team. They wouldn't have got that six. Then they missed the field goal, by the way. Next up, they play number 8 USC. Blowout. They might have a chance against Arizona State. That's a scary game. They might lose that. They might have a chance against Stanford, but they're probably going to lose that. They might have a chance against UCLA. You forget UCLA just took their first loss. They were a 2-0 team. They look pretty good. Then you go against ranked Oregon State, they're going to get blowed out in that game.
No, I think they got a chance against Oregon State.
They do not have a chance against Oregon State.
They got a chance.
No, they don't.
Because by that time, Hunter will be back too. Not that he just makes so much of a difference.
Hunter,
but,
listen. Hunter saw this is real, okay? He got hit. He got laid out.
Yeah, and it was a dirty hit, bro.
It wasn't a dirty hit.
Dude, come on now.
It was a
you
clean.
Seen it, bro.
I'm talking about it was a clean.
How that's
hit.
Clean when the man's standing out of bounds and the ball already
it
went
was clean.
Over his head.
It was clean as far as like, did he get ejected?
Yeah, the dude got put out for
no,
targeting.
No, he didn't. He didn't get targeted for that.
That wasn't targeting?
He didn't. No. Targeting is when you put your helmet into their body or their sternum.
Well, no, targeting is just a dirty hit. Regardless.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's like unnecessary roughness. That's targeting.
Bro, no, it's not.
It's he not hit just him. With the head.
It was a late hit.
Right, so that's
targeting. That's not targeting.
That is targeting. That's a you're late, targeting this player.
He got flagged for a late hit. Targeting, I'm telling you, targeting is intentionally leading with your head.
I don't know. We got to look into that.
You're going to have to look into it. Listen to what I'm telling you. These players are bigger. These players are more physical. And these players, they're mad because Deion has pretty much.
Because of the attention, you know.
Yeah, of the attention.
Colorado getting.
And I don't blame them. Beat their ass.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah, everybody gonna want to do that. Everybody's gonna want to. Like, you still, they have a target on their
back. And you still think they're gonna have a chance at a bowl game?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We gonna see.
They gonna get a bowl game.
Yeah. We gonna see this massacre this weekend.
I believe you only need X amount of wins for a bowl game. If I'm not mistaken, I think it might be 6.
You need X amount of games, X amount of wins
to be eligible to get a bowl game. And since they got so much hype around them, they might get a small bowl game. Because there's so many bowl games.
Like, bro, like, I've seen people with the slowest records get bowl games.
Right. So, like, that's what I'm
saying. With losing records. So, that's why you can be
6 and whatever. How many games they play, the college teams?
I don't know. That's why I said, I don't know. Bowl games don't count to me. Anybody can get a game.
But I'm just saying.
They have the gravy bowl, bro.
What I'm saying is, last year, this team won one game only.
They could have got a bowl game.
They couldn't have got a bowl
game. How not?
Because they wasn't eligible to get a bowl game with no one win.
Bro, do you know, like, yo, you
so can... What I'm saying is, there's a turnaround there now. So, them getting a bowl game this year is a start in the right direction for their program.
Two extra games is a turnaround.
It's more than two extra games.
They won two extra games.
They still got a whole season to go, bro. Not to mention,
you got to go against the Pac-12. Then next year, you're moving to the Big 12. It's more physical. Those players are too small.
Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, bro.
Colorado
is about to get some recruits.
No, they're not.
They are, bro, because people like the hype. No. People about to want to go there.
No.
People are about to want to go there, bro, and play for Dion.
No.
I ain't going to lie to you.
No.
These high school players, you know, that's coming out,
bro,
they about to want to play
for them. Bro, when they – okay.
Some of them.
Some of – and that's what I'm saying, bro.
But they're going to get some good recruits, I'm telling you.
This is what I'm saying. Like, Travis Hunter needs to pick one position and stay on that side.
That's true.
Yeah, because he's going to get tired.
And I think he should stick with a receiver.
I think he should stick as a CB.
I don't know. I don't think – he ain't – is he really just big enough for a cornerback?
Yes.
It's so many receivers just bigger than him, though, honestly.
Bro,
taller than him.
Shiloh is getting ate up. When we're talking about playing inside the Pac-12, Shiloh is getting ate up, bro. Like,
all of them be getting ate up.
But he most definitely, bro. He's getting woe out. And they're small. Their O-line is small. They don't have really much of a good D-line to like, really go after the quarterback, like talking about. I don't know if Shadur can keep this up. During the game, he kept holding his...
He gets sacked a lot.
He got sacked 7 times.
Yeah.
I watched the game. He kept holding his leg. Same thing week before last. Yeah, and they barely...
8 times.
Yeah, and they barely got out. When you're going against physical... Bro, they... And this is why we tell... That's why I'm telling you. The level of competition is way, way different when you're talking about SWAC going to this high level of college football. Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as Shadur, he going to be all right. He going to be all right.
You think so?
Yeah, he going to be all right.
We going to see.
I mean, like I say, it's issues with the line, too, you know. He can't do nothing if he ain't got no time, you know what I'm saying? But he going to be all right.
Think he going to the NFL?
It's still early to call, but he on track.
I think it's too deep. I think they're too deep. And I'm not trying.
Now, I'm not saying he going to be like a top pick and get, you know, a starting position right off the bat.
And I don't want people to think I got something against Deion.
Yeah, Mike Jack hates Deion for the.
I do not hate Deion.
Shit, he talked about Jack State and stuff.
I just don't like what he did to my HBCU culture. I don't like how, you know, he hustled, you know, my HBCU culture to get.
Oh man, we ain't even about to get in.
Yeah, because he did. We can talk about this. He definitely did.
That's for another day.
That is. Yeah, open your eyes. It was a hustle. And you want to know what? People are starting to see it. Black people are starting to see it. You hustled your way into this Colorado State job, and you used us to get there.
You say so, man.
You did. Moving on, Devin, what else you been hearing in the news?
Recently, I was just, you know, it's been like a lot of different opinions about this this topic. Shannon Sharp, you know, he got a podcast. I think it's called
Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay, yeah. Club Shay Shay. And recently he had Brittany Renner on there. And
who is that?
Brittany Renner, she's a couple of things. Model, you know, social media influencer, reality TV.
She an athlete star. Ho, ain't she?
Yeah, she plays soccer.
She an athlete ho, ain't she?
Supposed to be. Well, no, I thought you said it was she an athlete.
She an athlete ho.
I mean, she likes athletes, yeah.
She an athlete ho.
I mean, that's mean. Don't call her that.
Okay. The crazy part about all it right, is, bro, wait, hold
no,
up.
If
wait,
you no, listen to up. Me. Listen to me, bro. Like, for whatever reason, after listening to her on Shannon Sharpe's interview, I recommend everybody go watch that, bro. Like, if you really want to, like, I guess in a way get to know her and see, you know, her personal. For whatever reason, I understand her.
Please,
that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. No, please, I swear, I understand
please
her.
Please elaborate on this. How no. do you understand an athlete, ho?
Don't call her that. Don't call her. I'm gonna defend Brittany right now.
Okay,
but like,
was she with Tristan Thompson?
I don't know.
But was she with some other basketball player?
Yes, I think some dude from, I think he played for Charlotte at the time. Yeah. Maybe.
And did she get a baby by one of them?
Yeah, she got a baby. Yeah, see? She got a baby on.
Athlete, ho.
I mean, oh, so just because you got a baby by an athlete.
She runs through athletes, bro.
If you got a baby by an athlete, that makes you an athlete, ho.
Bro, if you didn't slept with two or three or more.
I was about
more,
to say, what about the married people that's got babies by an athlete?
They athletes hoes too.
But are they married though?
Okay, how many athletes did they sleep with?
I don't know, but they married this one and got kids with this one.
Okay, but that's not the point. How many athletes has she been with?
I don't know.
What's her body count?
So on the interview, she said that her body count is 35.
Athlete ho.
Her body. That don't mean all of them were athletes though.
I'm pretty sure majority of them were athletes.
I didn't know she went to Jackson State. You knew that? I didn't know she went to Jackson State. She actually went to Jackson State.
You're not helping her case out at all.
No, for everything, bro, like, after listening to that interview, I understand her. Like,
okay, what is there to understand?
You know, a lot of people just got a lot of different opinions on her and just things she's done or things she said and stuff like that, right? You know, a lot of people got an issue with or had opinions on her saying 35 body count or whatever. Her thing is, you know, people try to drag her through the mud or whatever, right? For doing this or doing that when, you know, it was her past, right? It's her past, you know, it's not necessarily who she is or whatever. Back when she was doing things with people or, you know, the way she dated and all that, you know, no matter what, people always have something to say about it, right? But her thing is, or what I understand about her is that, you know,
she's a human being.
I mean, she is a human being, mm-hmm, but however, mm-hmm, that's her past, but you people still go always continue to bring that up. And the crazy part about it is she's actually cool with it because she knows how shit goes and, like, she go always get that attention. First of all, she is fine. She fine. You know
I gotta
what I'm
see
saying?
A picture of her.
You talk about it, you ain't never seen her.
I just know she used to date Tristan. She used to sleep with Tristan Thompson.
I don't think she messed with no Tristan Thompson, dude.
Yes, I think she messed with Tristan Thompson.
I don't know.
Thompson.
I went to the bathroom. Yeah. I mean,
and then I know she had a baby with one of the basketball players and was talking about all the, and I remember they was talking about all the drama that was behind her and the basketball player and the baby and all the dumb shit that was going on.
And the thing is, you know, she said that, you know, they went through a lot or whatever, but at the end of the day, you know, she doesn't want her son to not have his father in his life. You
then
know
why
what I'm
she
saying?
Doing all this dumb shit?
I mean, he's still in her life. I mean, he's still in his son's life. You know what, mm-hmm, I'm saying? She never stopped it, and she don't plan to ever stop it because she understands how important, mm-hmm, that is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she was real genuine with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I understand her. I can't wait for this interview when Shannon interviews Sexy Red and Devin comes back and he's like, you know, Sexy Red ain't so bad of a person.
I never said she was. I listened to her on Lip Service. She was on Lip Service. Sexy Red. Yeah, she was on Lip Service. She's such a real raw person, for real.
Do you know what her goal is this year?
What?
To sleep with as many niggas as she can sleep with.
Hey, man. Hopefully she reaches her goal, you know.
Hopefully. Yep.
Devin's, I mean, if that's what she wants, that's her goal.
Devin's going to be number 27.
If that's what she wants out of life and that's her goal, let her reach her goal. You know?
Devin, you're going to be lucky number 27.
No, I don't think I'm going to be in the numbers, yep, but, you know. I'm not into Sexy Red.
You gonna stretch your coochie.
You gonna
suck a big toe.
I'm not into Sexy Red, man.
Yep, she might be into you.
Nah, nah. Nah, I know this song. She got ski. You know this song. I was at work Devin, and that song came out.
Devin
like,
out
what
here.
The heck?
Devin out here promoting the hoes.
That song hilarious.
Wow,
though.
Devin, I didn't know this was your new line of work. I know this was your new purpose
nah,
in life.
Man, nah, but I understand Brittany Renner. She's a beautiful woman.
Man,
too, by the way, you know?
You just like her because she look good, probably.
I mean, she look good, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know she,
okay.
Overall, she probably wouldn't be my type, you know, but I wouldn't, you know, because she is the type to.
She's promiscuous.
In the past, yeah. In the past,
okay,
yeah.
this the dangerous thing about when this the dangerous thing, right? When you're saying past, and I just want you to be clear on this, and I'm not trying to change your mind or change anybody's mind. I want to be clear on this, you know, for females and men, because I'm a true believer in if you're focused on change and you're focused on not trying, you're trying to be a better version of yourself than you was in the past. And you're trying to treat yourself better for the present and the future, especially when you're with another person, a significant other. I'm all for that. But this is all I'm going to say. If that's all in the past and people are thinking about her past and she's still doing some things of the past, is that really change? Is that really, can you really say, oh, my past is my past, if you're still doing the same things or you're still doing the same patterns, you're still dating with the same pattern?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is she can say, oh, that's my past and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what are you trying to do from now towards the future? Because that's what's going to determine, because bro, look how many people say my past is my past. Chris Brown said my past is my past. Has he stopped doing dumb shit?
I don't keep up with Chris Brown. So
He has not. I just want you to know. Just giving you an update. He has not. He continues to do dumb shit. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. But just keep in mind that when people get on these shows and they say that, I've seen it so many times. Oh, my past is my past. But then you're still... You're still doing the same traits or doing the same patterns that you was doing in your past. You're mm-hmm. still dating the same dudes. Your mindset is still your mindset. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, she's not going to date no average Joe, right?
And they talked about that, actually. She tried it. She tried it, but overall, probably
no,
not.
She's not. No. You see what I'm saying? So you're still dating the same patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing has really changed. So all your past is, yeah, you have a past, but your past is also pretty much your present because you're consistently still doing the same shit. So that's all. But speaking of Chris Brown and dumb shit, and oh, by the way, watch that interview if y'all have time. But last thing before we get to the song of the week, Chris Brown is being sued for $2 million over unpaid Popeye's chicken loan. Chris Brown is being sued over an unpaid loan used to purchase two Popeye's restaurants. The Blast, which obtained legal documents, reports City National Bank is suing Brown for $2 million, alleging it loaned him money to acquire a pair of Popeye locations. The lawsuit claims the loan, which was given to several people, including Brown and also, the artist, The Dream, remains unpaid. As of February 17, 2023, Borrow and Garin Tours owe $2,140 in unpaid principal and interest, the lawsuit reads. The lawsuit stems from the state of Georgia, but the bank filed a case in Los Angeles court as Brown currently resides in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
According to the report, City National Bank has been seeking the money since 2018. See? Dumb shit. see what I'm saying? You know, you beat Rihanna up in the car. Hey, that's my pass. Then you beat up another bitch. Hey, that's my pass. Then he have problems paying his taxes?
Is it Chris Brown?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't keep up with Chris
exactly.
Brown, so I don't know.
Then you know, now this, he don't want to pay his loans. And I think Chris Brown is, I would think he's rich to pay back $2 million.
Yeah, gotta be, huh?
Are the Popeyes up? Boy, I bet he put them Popeyes in the most hood areas in Virginia.
Can't go wrong putting the Popeyes in the hood, huh?
Yes, you can. You didn't put it in a good area. But yeah, see what I'm saying? Pass. Still doing dumb shit, yeah. You know? I just can't believe that you got all this money and you can't pay $2 million back for a loan that you asked for. You asked for the loan. That's why they don't give black people loans now.
Sorry, Chris.
Don't say sorry, Chris.
They got to give people loans, though. You can't discriminate.
Say sorry. Okay, but is this a good example? This rich dude taking $2 million out for a loan? Now I'm suspect about his money, about his pockets. What are you doing with your money? You can't pay back. Why are you getting a
loan? I guess he said he's going to make that back on his next tour, man.
Bro, why are you getting a loan?
True.
That's the biggest thing.
Maybe you're trying to make his credit better.
You're rich. You don't need to make your credit better.
I mean, maybe it make him feel better if his credit is better.
You're rich. Devin, if you was a multimillionaire, you could give a care less about your credit.
I mean, if my credit was poor, I would work on it. Even though I was rich.
If you was a multimillionaire,
I would work on it. You know, I would work on building, you know, getting my number better. Getting my score better, yeah.
Devin, stop.
Real talk.
Would you pay your student loans off?
Yes. That'd be the first thing I did. Lies. If I got rich, boy.
Lies.
I swear, that'd be the first thing I did if I got rich. Clear all my debt.
See, now you're taking a page out of my book.
What?
I would pay my student loans off immediately.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Yeah. I would clear every debt I got. I would pay my car off.
And your net worth would be $500 million with a 960 credit score. Boy, you really want people to hate you. Lord. But
yeah, man. So
that is all the news that we have for this episode. I'm gonna go back and watch that Brittany Renner interview.
Watch it, bro. Like, it's very, like, it kept my attention the whole time. It was like interesting hearing about it, especially when she started to talk about Jackson State. She posted been, you know, a real dope soccer player, and she played at Jackson State. She spent like 2 years over there. And I mean, she said she was great. You know, she said she was great.
But that scholarship wasn't getting her G Wagon, huh?
Nah. So she had to, you know,
she had to go.
Right.
Do her diligence, you know. Go out there and be promiscuous.
Man, she made a name for herself. So.
Boy, look at how she made a name for herself. Hey, man. Jesus. Man. But, I mean, hey. So, just a quick question before we go into Song of the Week. So, if R. Kelly, they interview R. Kelly and he said, my past is my past, you forgiving R. Kelly and giving him a chance?
I mean, he should be forgiven. I mean, you can't hold people past against them, you know, all the time.
But R. Kelly peed on a girl. And then went back and then got sex slaves. You see what I'm saying? Like, you see what I mean? Like,
you know, you can't
keep doing repetitive things if you say my past is my past.
Hey, man.
You know what Brittany Renner needs to do? She needs to take a page out of Black China, you know, give her life over to God, find her a good, wholesome man, settle down, act like she got some damn sense. And stop being outside. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure some women gonna say she can do what she want. Okay. Sure. Sure you can. Watch, you gonna be one of the people. She gonna be one of the people on Facebook between 9 and 11 making lonely quotes with all the lonely women.
Oh man. No, like a girl like her, you know, she'll always have somebody. Honestly, you know.
Oh yeah, she'll have Devin
because she got, you know.
Would you date her?
Because you got what they call them, you know, a lot of simps out here anyway. Who are, you know?
You would date her, wouldn't you?
Brittany?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Wow.
I don't think I would date her. Nah.
That's very hypocritical. That's very disappointing though.
That you, I wouldn't date her?
You gave this whole speech and you gave this whole spill out about her past is her past and we shouldn't be thinking about her past. We should be focused on her present and her future.
It is her past, man.
And you wouldn't date her. Wow.
Her past is her past.
That's messed up. But anyways, Song of the Week comes from Price featuring Boss and Wyclef Jean. This is Selfish.
Welcome to- I just gotta do what's best for me. Am I selfish? I can't help it. Can't help it. Nowadays, I just gotta protect my peace. Am I selfish? I can't help it. Can't help it. Wake up and I tell myself I'm amazing. Tell myself that I'm worthy. I put too many negative thoughts in my mind until I realize they ain't serve me. I deserve everything life has to offer. I give my fans my life like an author. I give my wife my life and now I'm off her. I even give my life to Christ at the altar. Feel like I exhausted myself, was often faulted for the God I am. I think I almost lost it, but I held it down. No, held it up. I can't be feeling, bruh. Too many years I had it hearing people telling us we wasn't good enough, great enough, wasn't well enough. But I had ignored that. I can't absorb that, cause I got purpose and I gotta do what's best for me. Am I selfish? I can't help it. I can't help it. Nowadays I just gotta protect my peace. Am I selfish? I can't help it.
Yeah, I believe I'm overdue. Driver speeding on pursuit. Found my demons on the loose. I'ma need a longer news. Tired of fleeing, call the truce. Tired of being off with all my timing. Tired of being low, so long I'm climbing. Tired of feeling lost, exhausted. I am burdened by the weight of my objective. Body following my mind directives. Carrots dangle, tracking my incentives. Fuck the game and use the contraceptives. Did the game fuck me? I don't know. Fame is so lusty. Used to have lust to coat in my soul. Now I feel rusty, born to die slow. Where the time go? Used to enjoy it though. Weightless like I'm buoyant though. Chain swing like the drums, ho. Shameless, you enjoy it though. Painless if I detach, but the pain hit when I relapse. Do I fear that? Oh no. No, I fear me, sincerely.
And I gotta do what's best for me. Am I selfish? I can't help it. I can't help it. Nowadays I just gotta protect my peace. Am I selfish? I can't help it. I can't help it.
That was Price featuring Boss and Wyclef Jean with Selfish. That's one of my favorite new joints. It came out in 2021. And I must admit, it's been on repeat for a minute these past couple of weeks. Thank you, Devin. He's getting me all liquored up. Getting me all buzzed.
You know.
I appreciate Devin for that. Devin, you know, not too long ago, we was at your birthday dinner.
We did, man. We haven't done a show since then. Either.
We haven't done a show since then. That's how long it's been. Had an awesome time. And the females that were sitting at the table with us at Devin's birthday dinner, I just made one, you know, little miscellaneous. The place that we went to was awesome, first of all, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty dope. I liked the ambiance. I liked the atmosphere. The food was pretty decent. And I made the joke to Devin, hey, I'm going to bring one of my women to this fine establishment. And boy, what did I say that joke for? I got a plethora of chastising saying, it's time for you to settle down, Mike. It's time for you to find somebody, Mike. Time for you to get out there and get in the dating world.
Yeah.
You know? So I basically explained to him, I need to just, you know, focus on me. You feel me? I need to work on me a little bit more. I have a lot of things I need to, like, patch up. You know what I'm saying? I need to fix on me before I can just go head first into a relationship. So I've been on the dating sites, right, Devin?
He has.
Yep, and I met this pretty cool girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool. Really laid back. So far, she has a great personality. You know, I'm trying to butter it up just in case she finds his podcast. And we got to talking, and she asked, we was talking about certain things, right, Devin?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I went to Grambling. She went to Southern. And it's Jackson I have a problem with. And long story short, she made a little joke, you feel me? And she was like, wow, you went to Grambling. And then she made another joke about Greek life, right? And she was like, wow, two strikes, right? And she did LOL. And I was like, LOL, Lord, what I have to do to get a third strike? So she asked me when my birthday was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Devin, pay attention.
I'm listening. She asked when your birthday was.
Yeah, I said May 29th. And she said third strike.
Because you're a Gemini.
And exactly. And which brings us to our section today. I was like, why? What's wrong with Geminis? And then she was like, y'all are bipolar.
Ooh.
And I was like, no, we're not. Ooh. Devin, am I bipolar?
To my knowledge and my opinion, I do not think Michael Jackson is bipolar.
An asshole, right?
Yes, most certainly.
At times I can be a dick, right?
Most certainly.
At times I can be difficult.
Most certainly.
I hold grudges.
Yes.
But I am not bipolar. Okay?
Not bipolar.
At all.
Not bipolar.
Yeah. At all. At all. So, I guess this, the topic of the week is going to be about zodiac signs. Do you really delve into zodiac signs when it comes to, like, dating? Because this is not the first time that this has happened. Every time that I talk to somebody, or every time that I meet somebody and they find out I'm a Gemini, they give me a side eye. We was at a kickback one time, and the girl, I told her I was a Gemini, and she was like, ooh, no, y'all bad news. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty nice guy. You know?
So you say. Yeah.
I could be an asshole sometimes.
According to her, though.
Yeah. She never met me.
Right.
She don't
right.
know me. You know?
Yeah.
If I was bipolar, would you hang out with me?
No.
Exactly.
Because you'll stay mad, because I'll just be fucking with you all the time. Making you mad on purpose, you know? Making you switch personalities or whatever on me, you know?
Just be... Watch switch this. Up. Mike finna make the noise. Watch this. And you'll do some dick move and be like...
So, yeah, I wouldn't be able to be around you because you'll probably just end up killing my ass or something one day, probably, you know?
You know, Kanye West is bipolar.
Yeah.
Very bipolar, bro.
Yeah, he was getting head on the boat not too long ago, right?
What?
It was from his wife, though, so hey,
yeah,
you know.
I see no problem in that.
Yeah, it was his wife.
You know, I saw him one time curse the fuck out of Chance the Rapper for no freaking reason.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, bro, it's his video. They was working on some project.
So they was in the studio.
Well, I wouldn't even say they was in a studio. They was like in a barn. It looked like they was in a barn. And he just was going off on Chance the Rapper.
It's probably a Kanye ranch. You know he bought a ranch.
For no apparent reason, bro. And then, like, I know it wasn't a good 10 or 20 minutes later. He was smiling and hugging him and like, nothing was wrong.
It was just some tough love.
No.
Nah, for the moment.
Not at all. So I wanted to delve more into it. So what we're going to do is, first I have to ask Devin, what are you?
Devin is the best zodiac sign ever. The one that everyone loves and adores.
Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Everybody loves a Leo.
What do they say about Leos?
They were just awesome people. We get along
no,
with people.
No, no, no. It don't say y'all some people, awesome people.
Some people try to say we can be moody or whatever. Maybe it's true to a certain extent. I don't think so. But
you give me moody vibes.
I don't know. I don't think I'm a very moody person. Really.
I don't know. I think you're moody, but you don't let people know that you're moody.
That can be accurate right there. That can be accurate.
Yeah, you have a very
don't
strong
show on me.
You have a very strong poker face.
Okay.
You really do.
I can fix that. I can yeah. I was looking at this and, you know, it says strengths of Leos. We're creative, passionate, generous, warm-hearted, cheerful, humorous. I think all that's accurate. They say our weakness is that we're arrogant, stubborn, self-centered, lazy, inflexible. I don't think all that is
I don't
true.
Think you're lazy, but the other stuff is pretty accurate.
I don't think I'm
accurate.
True either. I don't think I'm self-centered.
You're pretty self-centered.
Or arrogant. You're I can pretty, be stubborn,
Devin,
but I'm not arrogant.
Devin, you think that you can win every fucking game?
That's called being competitive.
No, that's arrogant. Like, I'm the best at it. I mean, we was talking about...
I think you're the best, who will?
I agree, but Devin, sometimes you be like, hey, man, it could be Jenga. Like, I'm the best Jenga player.
Yeah, and I beat you at Jenga. You remember that? We was playing giant Jenga. And we made a bet, and
okay,
I won.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. You know, I suck at Jenga, by the way. I was just trying to have fun. I was drinking. But, yeah, I can see that. What did it say about Geminis?
Let me go.
What did they say about Geminis?
As far as strengths and weaknesses?
Yes.
Geminis, strengths. They're gentle, affectionate, mm-hmm. curious, adaptable, mm-hmm. ability to learn quickly and mm-hmm. exchange ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You agree with all that?
Yeah. Go. Let's bring on the weaknesses. Bring on the weaknesses. Let's go. Let's do it.
Weaknesses, nervous, inconsistent, indecisive.
Okay.
That's it.
That's pretty. I can be.
It says Geminis dislike being alone, being confined.
Okay.
Repetition and routine.
I don't like repetition and routine. I'm cool with being alone. I'm actually okay with it.
It says Gemini also like music, books, magazines.
Yes, yes, yes,
chats
yes, yes.
with nearly anyone.
Why wouldn't nobody
around the town?
Why would somebody give a third strike on a Gemini? I don't understand. All those things sound pretty freaking awesome, you know? Besides the inconsistencies and indecisiveness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to date a zodiac sign, what would you date?
What would I date?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't know anything about zodiacs, so
I'm into Aries and Tauruses.
Okay, what did it say about Aries?
I'm into Aries. It's honest, I'm really into the Aries and Tauruses. Okay. Aries are pretty awesome, though, for sure. Aries are pretty awesome. But Tauruses are, too.
What is the most?
I would say Aries is number one for Leos.
What did they say about Aries?
So Aries' strengths are courageous, determined, confident, enthusiastic, optimistic, honest, and passionate. All of these things should have been said about Leos as well, honestly. Those weaknesses, impatient, moody. That yes, they are. Short-tempered. Yes, they are. Impulsive and aggressive. Very impulsive. I agree with all of that. It says Aries like comfortable clothes, taking on leadership roles, physical challenges, individual sports. They dislike inactivity, delays, work that does not use one's talents.
Okay. What it says about Taurus?
Tauruses, let's see. Tauruses' strengths, reliable, patient, practical, devoted, responsible, stable. I agree with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Weaknesses that they're stubborn, possessive, uncompromising.
Wow, that possessive, that's a deal breaker there.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, I don't know why you would want to be with a Taurus that's possessive.
I don't think Tauruses are bad. Tauruses are bad.
You want to be with a person that's possessive?
Let's see if Tauruses are compatible with Leos. Let me see.
Every time they're possessive, they be like, mine. That's what you want? A mine girl? Mine.
It don't say which one, what sign they're compatible with. It's always
measured. What do I look like I would be dating?
Oh, so Taurus and Aries. Well, hold on. Before I answer that, Tauruses and Leos, let's see what it says about them. Tauruses and Leos are both representatives of love, one of them earthly, sensual, and quiet, the other one fiery, passionate, and loud. If they choose each other, this is love multiplied. Then it goes on to say some other stuff, too. Yeah. What you had said, though?
So what would you say is the most compatible for a Gemini?
For a Gemini?
Yeah.
I feel like you should probably get you a Leo, man. You get you a Leo girl, and because I feel like Leos are really compatible with anybody, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get a Virgo, though.
What's wrong with Virgos?
I don't know. They trash. Yeah.
Virgos are trash. Why are they trash?
They just are, bro. Just Virgos just trash people, the men and the women. We can really just throw all of y'all away, honestly, in the Virgos.
Yeah. Wait. Opinion. You gotta read the Virgos, because I know there's a lot of Virgo listeners and they probably like, what?
Yeah, you guys just deserve to be in the garbage.
They don't deserve nice things?
No, they don't. They're the bottom of the barrel.
Lord, so I was just in an X.
Strengths. Virgos are loyal, analytical, kind, hardworking, and practical. I agree with the loyal part for sure. Weaknesses, shyness, worry, overly critical of self and others, all work and no play. I feel like this is accurate. Virgos like animals, healthy food, books, nature, cleanliness. Virgos dislike rudeness, asking for help, taking center stage. They dislike asking for help because they so damn prideful. That's why.
I mean, you haven't said anything really bad about Virgos that you would say we should just throw all of them away.
I mean, the weakness is says it itself, you know.
They're overprotective?
No, they worry, overly critical of self and others. Critical and self and others. So I feel like if a person is overly critical, they probably judge a lot in a way.
What's wrong with that?
Who wants a person that's going to judge them all the time? For everything. Nah, I mean, that's stupid.
I mean,
Virgos, you deserve to be in the trash and stay there.
I mean, so you don't judge people?
No, not really.
Not at all.
Nah, not in my brain.
You never judge a person. You never looked at a dude and said, beta male.
Oh, that's judging?
Yes.
I mean, I don't have an issue with him being it. I just pointed out the fact that he might be that. That's a form of judging?
Yes. If you look at a...
I guess everybody judged. You forget
the episode where I remember. I assumed a girl was a hood rat by her appearance.
I remember.
And her certain likes.
You got a lot of slack.
We're just gonna touch on it. We're not gonna like stay on it.
Heat for that.
Yeah, we're not
the
gonna
big
stay.
Thing, huh? I remember that. Yeah. That boy was under fire.
Yeah, and I guess what made him more mad was like, you know, man, you're judgmental. And what did I say? Who's not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who isn't judgmental? Like, bro, if you see a dude walking down the street with a band jacket on and a band hat with no shoes on, what's the first thing you gonna say? He's crazy.
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly. And he's doing the gremlin drop in the middle of the road.
So that makes him crazy.
That
makes you judge. That's judge.
Yeah, that's you judge because, okay, we had a dude in Gremlin called Elijah, right?
Yeah.
And Elijah had no shoes on, no shirt on. He had a staff, and he had Daisy Duke shorts on, okay? But Elijah was one of the most... When you look at him, you be like, this... When I first got to Gremlin, this nigga is crazy, right? When you get to talking to Elijah, one of the most intelligent, wise men that you will meet on campus.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
I heard that before.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, talk about judging a book by its cover. Everybody, you know, we judge by off what we look, not by what we truly, you know, understand. So I don't understand why you would just want to throw Virgos away like that.
I stand on what I say about the Virgos. Nothing's going to change my mind about Virgos. Yeah. The guys and the girls, all of y'all can just go, you know. Because the thing about it is, you know, some Virgos are at the end of August, you know. I think maybe August Virgos are cool. I don't know. Maybe August Virgos are cool.
You do know.
But they're on the borderline.
Isn't,
you know,
Kayla a Virgo?
Is Kayla a Virgo?
I think Kayla is a Virgo. So you're saying we should throw Kayla away if she was a Virgo?
Kayla, I'm sorry, but if you're in the Virgo, baby, you gotta go, man. I ain't know this about you, Kayla. I'm sorry.
You know, Beyonce has a song called, I think it's Virgo's Groove.
I know she got, is that the name of the song where she talk about all the different zodiac signs?
Yeah, I think so.
A song, that's a jam there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think Beyonce is a Virgo, so we should throw Beyonce away?
Let's see if Beyonce is a Virgo.
Yes, let's see if Beyonce is a Virgo.
Oh, shit.
Boy, you done started some stuff. We gonna get a lot of feedback on this.
Hey, I'm going to stand on what I said.
How
man.
Hey. Dare you talk about us like that?
Beyonce was born on September 4th, 1981. She's Virgo.
So she should be thrown away, too. She should go away.
Hey, Queen B, you got to go, baby. I'm sorry. You got to go. You got to go. I got to stand on it, man. I see it now.
You can't take it back.
Can't take it back. Lord. I stand on it, you know.
Wow.
Throw her ass away.
I guess I have to look more into this whole Zodiac stuff.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't believe in it. A lot of people think it's evil, and you know.
Well, it's not that I never paid it.
I don't think it's.
Yeah. I don't think nothing's wrong with it.
I think some of it is accurate. I like reading it when it comes to, like, it's not like my life revolves around reading Zodiac or, you know, revolves around this. But I do think certain characteristics and traits about certain people's personalities, I think it's actually, you know, real when it comes to this stuff. Like, because I agree with everything, you know, said about me and stuff, you know.
I'm telling you what I've learned these past couple of months talking to certain girls. A lot of people take this Zodiac shit serious.
A lot of people do. And see, you know, that's when it becomes weird, because it's like you take it, some people do take it way too serious. And that's where, you know, I draw the line. But like I say, well, I think certain serious personality traits and
not,
stuff.
Not serious, because accurate. I mean, they'll still be friendly with you. But, you know, you tell them, bro, it never fails. I tell a person that I'm a Gemini, it's either I'm bipolar or I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be like, where are y'all getting this from? I am not. I'm the total opposite.
Yeah.
This is not true. This is so not me. I don't know. I probably missed out on a couple of relationships because when girls found out what my sign was, they just ran away. So what would be that was the next question, because it seems like you know more about this than I do, because you said Virgo people are trash. What would be the best compatible for a Gemini? I asked it. You said Leo.
They should probably get them a Leo. Capricorns are cool. Scorpios are cool.
Okay.
What they say about
Capricorns?
Capricorns, that's December 22nd to January 19th. Capricorn strengths, they're responsible, disciplined, self-control, good manners. Weaknesses is they're know-it-alls, unforgiving, condescending. Mm. Expecting the worst.
Mm-mm, I don't want that.
It says Capricorns like family tradition, music, understated status, whatever that means, quality craftsmanship. They dislike almost everything at some point.
Oh, what they say about Scorpios?
Scorpios.
We're going down the list.
October 23rd through November 21st, Scorpio personality traits. It says Scorpios are resourceful, powerful, brave, passionate, a true friend. I agree with all of that. Weaknesses, distrusting, jealous, manipulative, and violent.
Mm.
Dang.
Mm.
Did Scorpios wrong on
Lord.
That? Violent? Manipulative?
I know a Scorpio that's violent.
Do you?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
She's very violent. Like, no, for real. She told a girl she'll cut a titty off.
Oh, no. She needs that.
I was like, wait, why did you tell that girl that? Because I was going to do it.
Damn.
Like.
That's messed up.
That's scary.
It is.
I don't want to date somebody like that.
It says Scorpios like truth, facts, being right, talents, teasing, and passion. They dislike dishonesty, revealing secrets, superficiality, and small talk. Oh, that Scorpios don't like small talk. They like to get to it.
Oh, Lord.
Straight cut to the chase.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's that on Scorpio.
Is that all of them?
No, it's some more. Let's just do one more.
One more.
Let's
give me one more.
Devin
is brushing me up on
one more popular sign. Well, all the signs are, you know, popular, I guess. Let's do Pisces.
Obviously, Geminis aren't fucking popular. They're like the little redhead child of the Zodiac signs.
Let's do Pisces. I heard they are feisty.
Oh, Lord.
You know that song.
I see. Pisces. I see what you did there.
All right.
Pisces personality traits. Strengths are they're compassionate, artistic, intuitive, gentle, wise, and musical.
I like Pisces so far.
Weaknesses, they're fearful, overly trusting, sad, desire to escape reality, can be a victim of a martyr? A victim of a martyr? Ain't that when,
hold on, I seen that word, hold on, a martyr, ain't that when, a martyr? Ain't that when somebody like, cause I seen that word in the Bible before. Ain't that like when somebody get burned to death or something? Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah.
Wait, we gotta look that up to make sure.
Make sure I ain't tripping. Or they get stabbed or something.
Oh, man. What does that mean?
A person who's killed because of their religious or other belief. Oh, okay.
I'm tripping.
But they might get. Okay, I got you. But in the Bible, people got killed
for
their
religion.
In those ways because of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, got you. Dang. Crazy.
That is.
How is that a weakness?
I don't know.
Because anybody can be that, though, you know. Pisces like being alone, love sleeping, music, romance, swimming, spiritual themes. Pisces dislike know-it-alls, being criticized, the past coming back to hunt them, cruelty of any kind. Pisces ain't bad, though.
Wow. Ain't bad. Do you ever think that maybe, I know you don't, but I do. Do you ever think that sometimes listening to the other characteristics of the others, maybe that your sign is not your sign?
Nah.
So it's pretty accurate.
I think it's pretty accurate. Even though it might not say some of the characteristics that about you that it says about others, you still have some of those characteristics probably.
That's the tricky I think that's the tricky thing. And that's just, I guess that's the moral of all this today. Hey, it's cool to do the zodiac things, but get to know a person.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Especially when it comes
for the Virgos, don't get to know them. automatically, you know.
What if we really need to find out if Kayla's a Virgo?
We need to, huh?
We really need to find out if Kayla's a Virgo.
Is Kayla on Facebook?
If we have to find out.
We
because,
gotta find out this. It's
because
Kayla, a Virgo.
Kayla is the sweetest and the coolest person. And
Kayla is sweet, you know.
And the coolest Virgo, we would not slander that Virgo like that, like you're slandering all the Virgos.
I hope Kayla isn't a Virgo.
I think she's a Virgo. What does it say?
I can't find it. Hold on, let me go to her Instagram. What's Kayla's Instagram?
I'm so glad she's a member of this show and we can say her name and stuff and put her Instagram page out like that.
Oh yeah, she say her Instagram on here, you know, when we be on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Alright, let's see. Okay, so on her page, she got this from when she turned 27.
I don't think she wants you to put her age out like that.
Oh shit.
You know.
Kayla's not.
She's not 27.
Yeah.
She
old.
Okay, that's a bit
Kayla's
much.
Not old. Kayla's not
she's
old.
Not old at all.
Let me stop. I think Kayla's born in August, bro. Kayla is born in August. Remember?
But when is the cutoff?
It don't matter. She's born in early August, so Kayla is.
Are you sure?
Kayla's a Leo.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Kayla's birthday is in. It's either late July or early August. Either way, she's a Leo. So that's why me and Kayla are, you know.
Yo. So cool with each other.
Yeah, we can get along because we're both Leos. Kayla's a Leo. She got to be. She's definitely a Leo.
But if she,
because I remember when, you know, I had my birthday trip and, you know, she had planned a trip too at first, you know, and all of that. You remember, you know.
She didn't go till later.
She didn't go, but she had something planned.
She
though,
didn't go till later on, to the end around her birthday. She went on her trip around her birthday.
But it was like early August.
When is the cutoff?
That ain't to the 22nd, I think.
You
August 22nd.
I would hope so.
So it's like July 22nd to August 22nd.
Devin, I would hope so because like.
July 23rd to August 22nd for Leo.
Okay, I would hope so because, Kayla's listen, Leo. You have got on this show and said that all Virgos are trash.
I stand on it.
And they need to be thrown away.
I stand on it.
That's mean. You know, Devin, That is probably the meanest thing you've ever said.
No, I think I probably said some
Yes, that's the meanest thing you've ever said.
I'm sorry, Virgos. No, I'm not. Let me stop lying like I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, Virgos.
You know, Devin, you're the nicest person on the show between me, Mario, Kayla, Mike.
That's true.
You're the nicest person, and that was mean.
Right.
And I'm not going to say you should apologize, because you're probably not.
I'm not.
But that was, I just want you to know.
You know,
that was pretty cruel. That we should throw all Virgos away. And what's going, you know what's going to happen? When our friends listen to this show that are Virgos, they're going to be so upset and hurt.
Hey, man, when you hear this and you have an issue about what I said, let me know. You can DM me. Let me know.
All you're going to say is I stand on what I say.
Exactly. You're not going to get an apology, but we can discuss it if you want.
No, you're just going
to
say you need to be thrown away. No one should care about you. That's what you're going to say. That's what you're basically saying.
Yeah. Oh, Virgos.
No one should care about you. You should be thrown away. You should be locked up and throw away the key. You don't. It's basically saying you don't. They don't deserve nice things, or they don't deserve to be loved. That's what you're basically saying.
All of that.
Oh my God.
All of that.
Devin, what has happened to you?
Oh, nothing, man. It's just, you know.
Man, you get older and you just.
You don't care no more, you know?
I see. God.
Yeah.
Man.
Everybody else cool, though, my book.
You know, Devin, you used to give me hope that, like, hey, honestly, I just want to say this.
Uh-huh.
Just want to say this. You know, you are a good friend.
I try my best
And you're so much of a good friend. You don't have to say nothing. You call me out on stuff without saying it. You make me want to do better by you as a friend.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But after what you just did, no, I'm back to square one now. I'm back to square one. Because that's mean. There's a lot of Virgos that listen to this show. There are a lot of Virgos that are our friends.
Well, all you Virgos, if you feel otherwise, you know, if you don't like what I said.
Kiss your ass because you don't care.
No, I'm not going to say that.
I
don't care, but you know.
You basically just said that nicely. Like, you nicely said, kiss my ass. Y'all don't deserve shit.
No, I'm not going to tell them to do that. That's mean.
Oh, wow. That's mean, but we should throw them all away. That's not mean at all. Nah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Wow. This was a really interesting conversation. I learned so much about zodiac signs.
The zodiac sign stuff is interesting. I'm sure at some point we'll probably bring it up and talk about it again. We'll probably get deep into it. We'll get some more opinions on it with Kayla and Mario and Mike, probably, you know.
I really hope that girl don't listen to this because she's probably going to be upset. But if she does, that'll be a good conversation.
What girl?
The girl that told me that I was bipolar.
Oh, I thought she was a Virgo or something. I'd be like, oh, well, to the garbage you go.
Oh, man, that's funny. Oh, Lord, but no. That was an interesting conversation. We really want to thank y'all for listening to this episode. You can follow us at PWK_podcast. You can follow Devin at
Only One Grace.
You can follow me at AirMax_Jax. You can follow Kayla at A-Love. You can follow Mike at
Mike.com.
You know it.
Mario.
Mr. Bedtime Story.
Yep.
Also follow his advocates page. He's the advocate for Black Raiden.
The Black Raiden.
NBA 2K24 just got released, and he's looking for victims.
I heard Mario be getting dropped off in the park.
Ooh! Nah. Well, Mario probably do get dropped off, but Black Raiden does not.
Ah, okay.
See what I did there?
I see.
Because, you know, Black Raiden and Mario are two different people. But, Devin, what we got to look for this new season, man?
Man, hopefully, you know, we'll get a lot more episodes with all of us on there, the whole group, you know. Some more guests as well. That we got lined up, hopefully, you know. So, yeah.
And, like, hey, we
really. A lot of fun episodes like this one.
We really want to hear from you all, and we really want to get your feedback. you want a certain topic you want us to talk about, you want to talk about certain things, hey, even if you want to come on the show and call in and give your personal opinion about a such a matter and ask us how we feel about it, feel free. Like, what the fuck does Devin have a problem with Virgos for?
Yeah, I'll explain myself.
What did Virgos ever do to your ass?
I'll explain myself. I'll explain myself.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
All you say is you trash. That's all you'll say.
No, I can say more.
Like what?
We're not going to get into it right now.
Bro, what? Cool. Virgos must have like did a number on you, boy.
No. I mean, I just recognize that, hey, most Virgos I know aren't really great people, you know?
So, they're bad people.
Not bad. They're not great people, though.
You said they got to be bad. You said they should be thrown away.
You know, I think my brother a Virgo.
Wow, you'll throw your brother away? Lord.
Hey, man. You should have been dumping boy a couple days earlier, you know. Nah, I'm just playing.
No, you're serious. You are serious. You are the type that stands. But no.
My brother's an August Virgo, though.
What's the difference? You said that matters.
You
said all that Virgos.
Matters. That actually matters.
No. Now you can't recant your statement.
Because of the fact that
you can't recant
it's in
it.
August?
No, you can't recant it.
Because of the fact that it's in August?
No. You said what you said. All Virgos need to be thrown away. That's what you said. You can't make an exception. You said it.
Okay, I stand on it, man.
Thank you.
But what I really meant was September, because that's the main month for Virgo.
A Virgo is a Virgo. So next time you talk to your brother, you give him that good old.
Okay, man, you a Virgo, back up.
You gotta go. Trash ass nigga. But yo, we just want to thank y'all for rocking with us. Thank y'all for partying with killers. Killing everything that we do. We are out.